Today's briefing is about the agent stack growing up. The headline is not a single launch or a single benchmark. It is the way evaluation, local inference, serving frameworks, and Linux operations are starting to meet in the same practical question: can agents be fast enough, grounded enough, and contained enough to trust with real work?
That is the right frame. The strongest item is a new benchmark that treats coding platforms less like autocomplete tools and more like virtual software agencies. Then the infrastructure pieces line up behind it: Alma improving Gemma on Macs, VLM tuning a demanding serving lane, a Linux privilege escalation reminding us about host risk, and Incas landing a long support release for container and virtual machine operations.
So the listener promise for this episode is practical. We are not ranking every item by hype. We are asking which layer of Chris's agent system got more measurable, faster, safer, or more operationally useful today.
Exactly. The practical thesis is that an agent workflow is only as trustworthy as the whole stack around it. A model can write code, but the evaluation has to measure product behavior. The runtime can get faster, but the result still has to be verified on real prompts. The sandbox can look clean, but the host kernel and container platform still decide how safe execution really is.
Let's start with the benchmark story because it changes the evaluation target. What is new about the SWE Web Dev Bench paper?
The paper proposes a framework for evaluating natural language app building platforms as if they were virtual software agencies. That matters because the task is not simply whether an agent produces a file that looks like code. The task is whether it can understand product intent.
The briefing says the framework has 68 metrics, split between primary and diagnostic measurements. What should we take from that without overclaiming?
Take it as a useful diagnostic lens, not a settled leaderboard. The authors describe a sample of 6 platforms and report recurring shortcomings: specification bottlenecks, front-end and back-end decoupling, weak engineering quality, and security or infrastructure failures. That is a strong warning sign for the category, but the benchmark is new and the platform sample is small, so replication matters before anyone treats the numbers as definitive.
That distinction is important for Hermes. Chris has been dogfooding research orchestration and coding workers, but a lot of common benchmarks still ask code-shaped questions. This one asks more like a product review question.
Right. Hermes should care about requirements fidelity. Did the agent preserve the actual user request? It should care about back-end completeness. Did the agent make a pretty interface over hollow behavior? It should care about modification handling. Can it change an existing app without breaking assumptions? And it should care about production readiness, because agentic coding only becomes valuable if it can survive operations, security review, and maintenance.
So the first practical takeaway is not adopt this benchmark tomorrow. It is use its categories as a checklist while evaluating agent coding outputs.
Yes. If a Hermes worker produces an app, do not stop at whether it runs once. Ask whether the requirements are traceable, whether data paths are real, whether errors are handled, whether secrets and permissions are sane, and whether a follow-up change can be made without unraveling the project. That is the agency lens.
Now move to the local inference lane. Alma's latest release adds Gemma 4 MTP speculative decoding support for the MLX runner on Macs. Why is that unusually relevant here?
Because Chris's current architecture preference is a unified multi-agent workflow using the same dense local model where possible. Gemma 4 on Alma has been attractive because tool calling and flash attention have been reliable. If speculative decoding on Apple Silicon makes larger Gemma coding models materially faster, it could reduce the friction of running the same model across orchestrator and worker roles.
The official release notes claim more than a 2x speed increase for a Gemma coding model on coding tasks. How should that be handled?
As an official performance claim that deserves local verification, it is primary because it comes from the project release, but it is not the same as a Hermes workload benchmark. The test should include end-to-end-to-end task latency, tool call behavior, memory pressure, and answer quality on real coding and orchestration prompts. Token throughput alone is not enough.
That lines up with Chris's preference to verify functionality with real-world tests before changing implementation. What would a small validation look like?
Use a handful of known Hermes tasks: a tool calling coding prompt, a multi-step inspection task, a constrained patch task, and a brief worker-style research synthesis. Run them before and after the Llama update on the same machine, capture wall time, token rate, tool call correctness, and whether the agent gets stuck or fabricates. If speed improves but tool behavior degrades, the routing default should not change.
There is also a model architecture subtlety here. Speculative decoding can make a local model feel much faster, but it does not automatically make the system smarter or safer.
Exactly. It is a latency and throughput improvement, not an evaluation result. The reason it belongs in today's episode is that latency changes what you can practically delegate. Faster local inference can make multi-agent loops cheaper, but only if the agent still respects tools, context, and constraints.
Let's pair that with the VLM item. VLLM's latest patch release is focused on DeepSeek 4 stabilization and performance. Chris is not necessarily moving Hermes workers to VLLM today, so why include it?
Because VLLM remains the comparison point for high-throughput GPU serving. Llama and MLX are the local Mac lane. VLLM is the server-scale lane. The release notes are implementation-heavy, touching multi-stream computation, communication paths, conversion performance, and mixture of experts' fixes. Even if those details are not a migration reason, they show where the serving ecosystem is spending effort.
What is the practical reader action there? That creates a useful contrast. Llama's release is close to the current local workflow, while VLLM is a reference point for a different deployment shape.
Bookmark it. If DeepSeek family, serving or GPU routing experiments become active, do not translate the release notes into a claim that Chris's stack is now faster. The right move is to preserve VLLM as a benchmark reference and revisit it when a concrete server-side model test is planned. Yes, the contrast is the point. Local agent work benefits from tight tool integration and low operational overhead. Server-side serving benefits from throughput, batching, and specialized kernels. A mature routing policy needs both lanes visible, but it should not confuse them.
Let's bring in the security item. Copy fail is described in the captured sources as a Linux kernel local privilege escalation. Why does that belong beside agent benchmarks and inference runtimes?
Because agents eventually run code. Any workflow that lets generated code touch files, containers, build systems, or CI runners depends on the host security boundary. A local privilege escalation is not the same as a remote worm, but it matters a lot when an attacker or untrusted workload already has a foothold. Agent sandboxes make that scenario more relevant, not less.
The briefing is careful here. It says current coverage was secondary Linux and security coverage, not the original advisory. So what can we safely say?
We can say the captured sources describe a local route from unprivileged user to root and say upstream patching has happened. We can also say the higher-risk environments are multi-tenant Linux machines, container hosts, Kubernetes nodes, CI runners, build farms, and systems that execute user-supplied code. We should not recite exploit mechanics or identifiers without reading the primary advisory.
Operationally, the action is straightforward. Verify kernel update status on hosts that run containers or untrusted jobs. This also reframes sandbox safety. A sandbox is not just a Docker commit. It is the current kernel. The container runtime, storage mounts, network permissions, secrets policy, and update discipline.
Yes. For a single updated personal desktop, this may be a routine patch. For a home lab host running containers, a remote build runner, or a shared development machine, the urgency rises. The agent connection is the generated code often starts with limited privileges. A local escalation changes what happens after that. That is the core operational lesson. Agent tooling can look sophisticated while resting on ordinary Linux hygiene. If the host layer is stale or overly permissive, the agent layer inherits that risk.
Now the Incas release. Incas 7 LTS adds a backup API, native CS3 operations, removes older legacy support, and comes with a long support window. Why is that a notable home lab item?
Incas is about long-lived container and virtual machine management. A long support branch through the early next decade is valuable for infrastructure planning. The backup API and native S3 operations are especially relevant because they touch recovery workflows and storage architecture. Removing older groups and packet filtering support also signals where the platform expects hosts to be modernized.
The captured source is a concise LWN summary, so again the action is read and bookmark rather than migrate immediately. Let's connect these five items into the deep dive. The briefing's phrase is, from demo agents to operational agents. What does that mean in one sentence?
Correct. The right action is to read upstream release notes if backups, storage endpoints, or container management are currently active. It is not a recommendation to rebuild a home lab today. It is a signal that the container infrastructure lane has a stable release worth evaluating. It means the useful question has shifted from whether an agent can produce an impressive demo to whether the surrounding system can evaluate, run, revise, and contain agent work in a way that survives real operations.
Break that into layers for the listener.
First layer evaluation. SWE Web Dev Bench asks whether an app building platform behaves like a software agency, not merely a code emitter. Second layer, runtime. Llama and VLLM show the inference engines becoming more specialized and performance focused. Third layer, containment and operations. Copyfail and Incas remind us that Linux hosts, containers, backups, and support windows shape what agent execution safely means.
That three-layer model sounds simple, but it prevents a lot of bad architecture decisions. For Chris's unified Gemma direction, what is the most important near-term test?
It does. Without evaluation, speed makes it easier to produce wrong work. Without runtime performance, good agents are too slow to use in loops. Without containment, useful agents become unsafe when they execute commands or manage generated projects. The layers have to mature together. Run Gemma 4 through real Hermes tasks after the Llama update. The test should not be just a benchmark prompt. It should include tool use, code inspection, patching, and a small multi-agent workflow. The question is whether the speed-up changes practical delegation behavior while preserving reliability.
And for agent evaluation, what should be borrowed from SWE Web Dev Bench even if the benchmark itself stays experimental?
Borrow the categories, requirements, fidelity, product completeness, modification resilience, engineering quality, security posture, and operational readiness. Those categories can become a lightweight review checklist for Hermes-generated code, open-hand style experiments, or any vibe coding platform that claims to act like a development team.
The phrase, vibe coding platforms as virtual software agencies, has a nice bite, but it also risks overpromising. What is the healthy skepticism?
The healthy skepticism is that agency is a system property. A tool can generate a working screen and still fail as an agency if it cannot clarify requirements, represent state, test changes, expose trade-offs, handle deployment assumptions, or keep security boundaries intact. The benchmark is useful because it points at that larger property, but the field still needs more replication.
For VLLM, the skepticism is different. The release notes are real, but very implementation-specific.
Right. The release notes tell us where maintainers are optimizing, not what Chris's workload will experience. Multi-stream computation and specialized communication paths matter for serving engineers, but the listener should translate them into a watch posture. If DeepSeek family GPU serving becomes relevant, this release belongs in the reading queue.
For copy fail, the skepticism is source quality. The captured pool did not include the primary technical advisory. For Incas, the skepticism is that a release summary is not an architecture plan.
Yes, that means do not overstate details. The useful action does not require exploit minutiae. Patch status and exposure review are enough for today. If a host is multi-tenant or runs untrusted code, verify it. If a write-up later provides stronger primary details, fold those into a security follow-up. Exactly. The backup API and S3 operations are interesting. The backup architecture should be tested, not inferred from a release headline. The LTS window makes the release worth reading. It does not by itself decide storage or orchestration strategy.
Let's turn this into a concrete operating checklist for the next day. What should happen first? Second.
First, run the Llama update test only if the target machine is ready for a controlled comparison. Capture before and after behavior on the same prompts. Measure wall time, tool calling correctness, memory use, and whether the model preserves constraints. If the test is noisy, keep the current routing default. Use the SW Web Dev Bench categories as an evaluation rubric for any generated app or coding worker output. Requirements, data flow, backend completeness, security, modification behavior, and operational readiness should all be inspected before calling the result successful.
Third, fourth,
Check Linux hosts that run containers, CI, or untrusted jobs for the copy-fail patch posture. The point is not panic. It is aligning patch urgency with exposure. A personal laptop is different from a host that lets generated code execute. Bookmark VLLM's DeepSeek work and Inca's 7 LTS notes for the relevant future decisions. VLLM belongs to server-side inference experiments. Incas belongs to home lab and container management planning, especially around backups and storage.
What should not happen as a result of this briefing?
Do not change Hermes model routing based solely on a release note. Do not treat the new benchmark as a universal ranking. Do not assume a patched security issue is irrelevant because it is local. Do not redesign a container platform from a summary article. Each item points to validation, not instant migration.
That is a useful discipline. The briefing is source-led, not community-led. It has enough substance for a show, but it is not pretending the field has consensus.
That is why the episode can be confident about actions while cautious about claims. The actions are test, verify, read upstream, and maintain patch hygiene. The claims remain bounded. A new benchmark lens, an official local inference performance claim, a serving framework patch, a reported Linux LPE, and a long support container release.
Let's spend a little more time on the agent-agency evaluation because it is the most conceptual story. What is the difference between passing a coding task and acting like a software agency?
Passing a coding task usually means producing a patch or an answer that meets a narrow prompt. Acting like a software agency means tracking product goals, understanding constraints, making implementation trade-offs, keeping front-end and back-end behavior aligned, handling revisions, and servicing operational risks. It is a broader, messier evaluation target.
That broader target maps well to agent orchestrators. A real orchestrator has to plan, assign work, inspect outputs, and integrate results. Could Hermes use that lens without implementing the full benchmark?
Yes. If a coding platform cannot preserve requirements across that chain, it behaves like a fast generator rather than a dependable worker. The benchmark's value is that it makes those failure modes visible, specification compression, decoupled pieces, quality cliffs, and missing security posture. Absolutely. Start with a lightweight review form for generated software tasks. Ask whether the output has a clear requirement map, real backend behavior, meaningful tests, safety faults, container assumptions, and a modification path. That is enough to make dogfooding more honest.
Now, local performance. Speculative decoding can feel like a pure win. What are the failure modes to watch during a real Hermes test?
Watch for speed that hides regressions. Tool call JSON can become brittle. The model might answer quickly but skip constraints. Memory pressure can cause swapping or context truncation. A coding prompt may improve while a multi-step agent prompt does not. The test should look for the whole task completing correctly, not only faster first tokens.
That matters because multi-agent workflows compound latency. Every worker call adds cost, and every retry adds more. For VLLM, what should a future comparison measure if Chris revisits server-side serving?
Right. A meaningful speed-up can change what is reasonable. It can make more review loops affordable, or let a single dense model handle both planning and work, but only if the model is still stable enough that the extra loops improve quality rather than multiplying mistakes. Measure throughput under concurrent worker load, latency for interactive agent steps, memory efficiency, tool calling compatibility at the client layer, and operational complexity. VLLM may win raw serving throughput, but the Hermes default should account for deployment burden and workflow reliability.
So the root decision is not ALLM versus VLM in the abstract. It is local tool calling convenience versus server-side throughput under a specific workload. Let's revisit security with the agent lens. Why do local privilege escalations deserve more attention in agent environments than people sometimes give them?
Exactly. Different lanes, different tests. Today's release notes keep both lanes alive in the watch model because an agent system can create the first foothold by design. It may run a build, execute a test, unpack a dependency, or operate inside a container. If that boundary is supposed to be unprivileged, a local escalation is the bridge from controlled execution to host compromise. The risk is contextual, but agent workloads increase the contexts where local execution happens.
What does that imply for CI runners and build boxes? And for Incas, what is the tie back to agent execution?
They need strict patching, constrained credentials, disposable environments where possible, and clear separation between untrusted jobs and durable host state. If the host holds secrets or shared mounts, a local escalation becomes more consequential. Container and virtual machine platforms are part of the execution substrate. If Incas makes backups and storage operations cleaner over a long support branch, it may become useful for managing agent sandboxes or home lab services. But that value depends on testing the backup and restore path, not only reading the feature list.
Let's turn toward the reading queue. If Chris has limited time, what should we read first?
Read the SWE Web Dev Bench abstract and method enough to extract the evaluation categories. Then read the Alama release note because it directly touches the Gemma on Mac workflow. Then read the copy fail coverage, or better, the primary advisory once available to decide patch urgency on relevant Linux hosts.
What can be bookmarked?
The VLLM release can be bookmarked unless a DeepSeek serving test is active. The Incas release can be bookmarked unless container backups or S3 adjacent storage are on the immediate roadmap. The Google security blog item from the reading queue is relevant background for AI threat posture, but it is not today's central story.
I want to emphasize the confidence levels before we close. Where is confidence high today?
Confidence is high that the release and patch signals are worth tracking. Alama has an official release note, VLLM has an official release note, and Incas has a credible technical summary. Confidence is also high that Linux container patch posture matters operationally. The exact performance impact and benchmark generality are where confidence remains medium.
Where should the listener be most careful? That gives us a nice closing synthesis. Today is less about a product winner and more about a maturity test for the whole agent stack.
Be careful around numbers and rankings. The benchmark scores are descriptive of a small sample. The Alama speed claim needs local validation. The VLLM changes should not be converted into user-level performance claims without tests. The copy-fail details should be verified from primary sources before citing exploit mechanics. Yes, the maturity test is whether the system can prove what agents do, run them quickly enough to matter, and keep their execution contained. The stack gets better when those three properties improve together. In my Kant's Cove.
If Chris does one hands-on thing after listening, make it the Alama Gemma 4 validation on real Hermes prompts. Final recap. The new web development benchmark gives agent work a more realistic agency lens. Alama's Gemma update is a local performance lead to test. VLLM keeps the server serving lane moving. Copy fail is a patch posture reminder. And Incas 7 LTS is a home lab infrastructure item worth reading when backup planning is active.
That if he does one operations thing, make it the Linux host patch check for any machine that runs containers, CI, or generative code. Those two actions capture the theme, speed up the trusted path, and reduce the risk around execution. Do not let faster models outrun evaluation. Do not let evaluation ignore the runtime. Do not let runtimes execute on neglected hosts. That is the stack shape lesson from today's briefing.
That is the daily briefing for May 7th. The written version has the source links and the compact action list. The next watch items are replication for the benchmark, a real Gemma 4 local test, and patch verification on Linux hosts that execute untrusted work. When we say requirements fidelity, what should a reviewer actually look for in an agent-built app?
Look for whether the result preserves the nouns and constraints in the original request. If the prompt asked for roles, permissions, persistence, and a workflow, the output should not collapse that into a single static page. A useful reviewer checks whether the generated system can explain its data model, its state transitions, and the limits of what it has not implemented.
How does front-end and back-end decoupling show up in practice?
It often looks like a polished interface with pretend behavior underneath. Buttons exist, forms render, and charts appear, but the data path is fake, incomplete, or disconnected from validation and persistence. That failure is especially risky with agent tools because the visual result can look finished while the operational behavior is still a sketch.
What about modification requests? Why are they a separate skill?
Modification requests test whether the agent understands an existing system instead of generating a fresh answer. Real software work is mostly change work. If the agent cannot preserve working behavior while adding a feature, it is not acting like a durable collaborator. It is acting like a generator that starts over each time.
How should local GEMA testing avoid becoming another synthetic benchmark? What metric would make you trust the Llama speedup more?
Use tasks that Chris has actually run before. A small code patch, a tool calling inspection, a file update with constraints, and a multi-step agent handoff will reveal more than a generic puzzle. The question is whether the new runtime path improves the experienced workflow, not whether it wins a clean isolated test. End-to-end completion time with a correct result. If the model finishes a real Hermes task faster, uses tools correctly, keeps constraints intact, and avoids extra retries, that is meaningful. If it merely streams faster but increases correction work, the apparent gain disappears.
How should VLLM stay in the mental model if it is not the default worker path? What is the practical difference between a local escalation on a laptop and the same class of issue on a runner host?
It should remain the high-throughput reference lane. When a workload needs server-side batching, GPU utilization, or a model family with strong VLLM support, it becomes relevant again. The local default and the server reference can coexist as separate answers to separate deployment questions. On a patched personal laptop, the risk may be contained by normal update cadence and low exposure. On a runner host, untrusted jobs are part of the design. The same class of issue can turn a limited job account into a host-level compromise, especially if secrets, sockets, or shared mounts are present.
Where does Incas fit into an agent operations roadmap? What makes today's set of stories coherent rather than just a pile of technical items?
It fits wherever Chris wants durable local services, controlled sandboxes, virtual machines, or repeatable backup and restore paths. The LTS release is not an immediate command to migrate, but it is a stable branch to evaluate if the home lab layer becomes more central to agent execution. They all ask how agent work becomes dependable. The benchmark asks how to judge outputs. The inference releases ask whether the model can run at practical speed. The Linux and Incas items ask whether the execution environment is healthy enough to trust. Together, they describe an operational maturity curve.
What is the biggest trap for teams adopting agent coding tools right now? How does this apply to research orchestrator work, not just coding?
The trap is accepting a demo as evidence of agency. A generated app can impress in the first minute and still fail requirements, data integrity, security, and maintenance. The right response is not cynicism. It is better review criteria and more realistic tests. Research orchestration has the same pattern. A worker can produce a fluent answer, but the system needs source traceability, issue modeling, verification, and durable filing. Faster local models help only if the workflow still enforces evidence boundaries and completion contracts.
What would be a good follow-up for tomorrow's briefing if these items move?
A good follow-up would be either real local GEMA measurements from Chris's machine, replication or commentary around the web development benchmark, a primary copy fail advisory review, or upstream Incas notes that clarify backup behavior. Any of those would turn today's watch posture into a stronger decision item.
Bring the layers back together one more time. If evaluation, runtime, and containment mature at different speeds, what breaks first?
If evaluation lags, teams ship impressive but hollow outputs. If runtime lags, good workflows become too slow and expensive to repeat. If containment lags, useful automation creates unacceptable host risk. The safest agent strategy is to keep pressure on all three layers instead of celebrating whichever one had the flashiest update this week.
Bring the layers back together one more time. If evaluation, runtime, and containment mature at different speeds, what breaks first?
If evaluation lags, teams ship impressive but hollow outputs. If runtime lags, good workflows become too slow and expensive to repeat. If containment lags, useful automation creates unacceptable host risk. The safest agent strategy is to keep pressure on all three layers instead of celebrating whichever one had the flashiest update this week.
Bring the layers back together one more time. If evaluation, runtime, and containment mature at different speeds, what breaks first?
If evaluation lags, teams ship impressive but hollow outputs. If runtime lags, good workflows become too slow and expensive to repeat. If containment lags, useful automation creates unacceptable host risk. The safest agent strategy is to keep pressure on all three layers instead of celebrating whichever one had the flashiest update this week.
Before we close, give me the operator version of the whole episode. If someone is maintaining a personal agent stack, what should be written on the whiteboard?
Write this, evaluate the work product, measure the runtime on real tasks, and patch the execution substrate. The benchmark story feeds the first line. The Llama and VLLM releases feed the second line. Copy, fail, and Incus feed the third line. The stack is only mature when those lines are reviewed together. But...
And if the listener is tempted to treat the Llama item as the only exciting one, what is the corrective?
The corrective is that speed changes the economics of review, but review is still the thing that protects quality. Faster Gemma inference can make more agent loops affordable. It does not remove the need to inspect requirements, data flows, security defaults, and modification behavior. Speed should buy more verification, not less.
If the listener is tempted to treat the security item as separate from the agent story, what is the corrective?
The corrective is that agent execution creates local activity by design. It runs tests, builds projects, touches dependencies, and sometimes handles untrusted content. Local privilege boundaries are therefore part of the agent threat model. Patch posture is not background chores. It is one of the controls that keeps automated work contained.
What would you watch for in the community reaction to the new benchmark?
I would watch whether practitioners reproduce the categories, not just whether they debate the exact scores. If people start using requirements fidelity, back-end completeness, revision behavior, and security readiness as shared review terms, the paper has already helped. If it only becomes another leaderboard argument, its practical value is smaller.
What would make the Incus item more than a bookmark? Last practical sentence, what should Chris do next?
A concrete backup or sandboxing project. If Chris is planning container hosts, durable lab services, or recoverable agent execution environments, then the LTS window and backup API deserve hands-on testing. Without that project, it stays as a useful infrastructure signal rather than an action item. Run the local Gemma validation when convenient. Check exposed Linux hosts for patch status, and keep the agency evaluation checklist nearby the next time an agent claims to have built an application. That turns today's briefing from interesting signal into operational improvement.